Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Nun Dalid in Maseches Gittin. It is the 1,281st daf. We are going to pick up on the bottom of Nun Gimel Amud Beis, where we're going to continue the discussion of the Gzeros and the Knossos of one who violates a mitzvah d'oraisa and the opinions of Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yehuda in such an instance. In yesterday's daf, we had learned that Rebbe Meir was of the opinion that when it comes to Isurei Dirabbanan, if a person violated it even b'shogeg, one cannot have Hana because of Gazrinan Kansu Shogeg Atu Mezid. The Gemara also differentiated between Dine D'Oraisa and Dine Dirabbanan. The Gemara said, in general, Rebbe Meir does not make a Gzeira, a knas, by Dine D'Oraisas, presumably because it's well known that it's Asur, but the Rabbanans, we need to strengthen them, and therefore even B'Shogeg, one cannot derive benefit for someone in an instance where someone violated an Isur D'Rabbanan. Today's daf, we're going to see that even within Dine D'Oraisa, Rebbe Meir splits up different halachas. There are some instances that Rebbe Meir makes a gzera of shogeg atumezit. For example, we're going to see that when it comes to Shemitah, Rebbe Meir is machmir that you can't have hana if you violated Shemitah, whether you're a shogeg or you're a mezit. However, when it comes to Shabbos, for Dine D'Oraisa, Rebbe Meir is Mekel. And the Gemara will clarify and spend time on the beginning of Nun Dalid Amud Aleph describing what is the difference in terms of making a Gzeira of Shabbos versus Mezid. The Gemara then will go on to discuss Shitas Rebbe Meir in regards to someone who eats Truma B'Shogeg, a Zar who eats Truma B'Shogeg, and will connect it as well to the sugya of Kansu Shogeg Atumezid. So on Nun Dalid Amud Aleph, we are going to continue the topic of Nun Gimel Amud Beis of Kansu Shogeg Atumezid. That will essentially take us all the way to the Mishnah on Nun Dalid Amud Aleph. And then the Mishnayis are going to continue with their own theme. The theme of the Mishnayis that we had is someone who makes food items usher by using them for prohibited actions. On Nun Beis Amud Beis, we had the topic of Hamidameh of Aminaseh, which was also discussed on Nun Gimel Amud Beis, that Bishogeg, if someone Bishogeg pours someone's wine for Avodah Zarah, then he's potter, but if he does it b'mezid, he's going to be chayiv. With that topic, the Mishnah continues on Nun Dalid Amud Beis and talks about Kohanim that did not do the avoda properly, that if they did it b'mezid, they're going to be chayiv. Of course, implicitly, if they did it b'shogeg, they're going to be potter. The Gemara will then apply that to different types of avodas to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Gemara then will talk about a sofer who makes a mistake when he's writing, when he doesn't write the Shemos Hashem Lishma, and that's how Daf Nun Dalid will conclude. So let's Beis HaHashem pick up 10 lines from the bottom on Nun Gimel on the Beis. V'rami de Rebbe Meir ad de Rebbe Meir. We have a stira between Rebbe Meir on the one hand and the Rebbe Meir on the other hand, bid de Oraisa, in cases of Dine de Oraisa. In yesterday's Daf, we had learned that Rebbe Meir is of the opinion where on Erev Shabbos, Parshas Mishpatim, so let's learn a halacha in terms of Erev Shabbos. And that is, we had learned yesterday that the halacha is that someone who cooks on Shabbos, Bishogeg, according to Rebbe Meir, don't apply this halacha l'maisa, because till you get to halacha l'maisa, there are many opinions amongst the Tanoim, the Amoraim, the Rishonim, and the Poskim. However, according to Rebbe Meir, the halacha is that when cooks on Shabbos b'shogeg, they're allowed to derive benefit. If they did it b'mezid, they're not allowed to. Why? Because Rebbe Meir is lenient on Dine D'Oraisa. Frekdei, the Gemara of Ramin Rebbe Meir, Adin Rebbe Meir, D'Oraisa, the Sanya, Hanoitea b'Shabbos. If a person plants on Shabbos b'shogeg, yikayim b'mezid. If a person plants on Shabbos, if he did it b'shogeg, then he's allowed to leave it. If he did it b'mezid, he needs to uproot it. U'b'shvius, but when it comes to shvius, b'mishog b'mezid yaker de remer. Remer holds that if someone plants on Shemitah, which is an Isur D'Oraisa, if a person plants on Shemitah, so then in such a case, it doesn't matter whether he did it b'shogeg or b'mezid, he needs to uproot it. Rabbi Yehuda, b'shvius b'shogeg, yikayim b'mezid yaker. Rabbi Yehuda is constantly the dissenting view, as we had in yesterday's daf. He holds that by Shemitah, b'shogeg, you could leave it, b'mezid, you have to uproot it. U'b'shabbos, b'ein b'shogeg, b'ein b'mezid, ye'oker. So Rabbi Yehuda disagrees both on Shabbos and on Shvius. So we are focusing on Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said that by Shabbos, the halacha is that if you cook on Shabbos, then b'shogeg, the halacha is that you're allowed to derive benefit. Yeah, when it comes to Shemitah, he is kones, shogeg atumezid. Says the Gemara, it's not only a steer within Rabbi Meir, between two different brises. The brisa that we quoted right here of Hanotea seems to be hard to understand. And that is v'litameich tikshalach higufa. The brisa itself, michti, ha-daraisa v'ha-daraisa, both Shabbos and Shemitah are dinei daraisa. Maishna Shabbos u'maishna Shvius. Why is it when it comes to Shabbos we don't make the gzera of shogeg atumezid? Yep, according to Rabbi Meir, yet when it comes to Shemitah we do, and you say even when it's b'shogeg you can't derive hana ela. So what's the answer to that question? How do we learn pshat in the brisa itself with of Rabbi Meir in regards to the difference between Shabbos and Shemitah? Hasam k'diktani time am Rabbi Meir pneim ani yoimer b'shabbos. Rabbi Meir himself explained, why do I say b'shabbos b'shogeg yikayim, that you're allowed to leave the tree and derive benefit from ultimately b'mezid yoker, yet b'shvius b'mishog b'miyazin yoker mipnei? I'll explain to you, says Rabbi Meir. Sheyisrael moinin l'shvius ve'ein moinin l'shabbosos. On the top of Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. When it comes to Klal Yisrael's recognizing items, they recognize and they count the and calculate items based on Shemitah as opposed to Shabbos. Rashi explains on top of Nun Dalet Amud Aleph that when it comes to item that is planted, we don't say, oh, that item was planted on Shabbos or on Sunday or Monday. People don't calculate that way. However, when it comes to calculating trees, then you say it was planted in the first year of Shemitah, the second year of Shemitah, or even Shemitah itself. So therefore, we don't want Klal Yisrael to walk around and say, this was a tree that was planted on Shabbos. People are not on Shvius. People are not going to say, this is a tree that was planted on Shabbos. Dovr Acher, another explanation Rabbi Meir give for Rabbi Meir, why he's more machmir on Shemitah, where he's koneh shogeg atumezin, nechshudu Yisrael ala Shvius, v'lay nechshudu ala Shabbosos. Klal Yisrael is unfortunately nechshad to Shvius, that they're going to violate Shvius, and they won't do that to Shabbos. My dover acher, what exactly are we bringing out with this dover acher? Hachi kamer. V'chi teima Shabbos na mizim demikli yom shloshim b'Shabbos. That when it comes to Shabbos, people are going to actually calculate that it was planted on Shabbos when it comes to making the cheshbon of Shloshim Yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah. Let's take a look at Rashi that explains the significance over here of Shloshim Yom. Hachi ka'amer, the last wide line in Rashi. V'chi teima Shabbosos nami zimnin tzarech libimni desanya hanotea erev Shvius Shloshim Yom. The halacha is that someone who plants his 30 days lifnei Rosh Hashanah. So, if he plants in Elul 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, also lo shana lishnei arla, so then it's considered a year old. D'shloshim yom kishana chashuvin. In terms of calculating for arla, all it needs to be is growing for 30 days. Umutar l'kaimam b'shvius, and you're also allowed to let it stand because it's considered as if you planted it in the 6th year and not in the 7th year. Pachas Mishloshim Yom continues Rashi 4 lines into the narrow. Lifnei Rosh Hashanah lo also lo shana. Then the year is not considered complete. Va'asa l'kaimam b'shvius. Hilkach. Therefore, we'll have the following case where people will mention that it was planted on Shabbos. Zimnin d'Shabbos zu shenata zeh havi yom shlishim lifnei Rosh Hashanah. That it was planted on Shabbos, which was the 30th day before Rosh Hashanah. So everybody is going to say, you should know that this was planted on Shabbos. Why are people going to say that? Because that Shabbos was 30 days, and it's going to be considered a year old, and you won't need to uproot it in terms of Hilchos Shvius. So it's back into our Gemara. V'chi teima Shabbos nami zim d'mikli yom shloshim b'Shabbos d'inata hu yoma hu d'salkele shasa. When the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, the 30th day, and he planted it on Shabbos, then people will say it was planted on Shabbos. V'lo lo salkele shasa. And if it's on the 30th, then it's considered a year old for Arla, but if it was on the 29th, it wouldn't. So people will publicize that something was planted on Shabbos as well. To that we respond, Tashma, Davar Acher, Nechshedu Yisrael L'Shvius, V'loi Nechshedu Al Shabbos. To respond to that question, we add this Davar Acher, and that is that Klal Yisrael is Choshud for Shemitah, but not Choshud for Shabbos. So now we've answered the questions in regards to Rebbe Meir. When it comes to Shitas Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Meir makes a gzera only by derabbanans, not by d'oraisas, exception being a shogeg of Shemitah. Because, two reasons, people are mone l'shvius, it's going to be publicized that the person violated Shemitah, A, or B, the concern is that... Before we go on in the Gemara, it is interesting to note that our Gemara seems to be quite clear that noteya on Shabbos and by Shvius are both Isurei D'oraisa. I noticed that that seems to be against the Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah, Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, that says that noteya is only in Isur D'Rabbanan. I finally found, unfortunately the Masifta didn't stop at this, but I finally found that both the Chazon Ish and the Pas HaShulchan ask this question. It's a big question, halacha lemaisa, whether noteya is an isur d'oraisa, an isur d'rabbanan. Rabbeinu Tam and the Rash seem to say it's an isur d'oraisa, and we mentioned the Rambam seems to say it's not. From over here, from our Gemara, it seems quite clear that the Gemara here holds that noteya is an isur d'oraisa. That would be a nominee for the halacha from the daily daf of how to reconcile that difficulty. However, our limud is the limud of daf yomi, and the Gemara here continues in regards to Rebbe Yehuda's shita. Just like we analyzed according to Rebbe Meir, and everything has been good, says the Gemara, first where on the line is, Nechshedu al Shabbosos, to Rebbe Yehuda, to Rebbe Yehuda, lo kasha. Also, there's no stira between Rebbe Yehuda. In other words, why is it that according to Rebbe Yehuda, the halacha is, as we saw, that on Shvius, where don't make a gzera of Shogeg Atumezid, yet on Shabbos, we do, that we're Machmir, says the Gemara, because when it comes to Shitas Rebbe Yehuda, Ba'asrid Rebbe Yehuda Chamiru Lu Shvius, that in the land of Rebbe Yehuda, people were very makbid on Shvius, and therefore we didn't feel the need to make a knas of Shogeg Atu Mezid. Da'ahuda Amar Leil Chavre. Because we've recorded in other places in Shas, this appears in Bechoros, that there was a fellow who said to his friend, Dayer Be Dayerosa, you are the ger, a ger who's the son of a ger. Dayer from the word someone who moves around and is a stranger. Rashi says a ger ben ger. Amar lei, this, so Reuven said to Shimon, you're a ger ben ger. So Shimon said, I'm better than you. Anola achli perish to shvius kavasach. You're saying I'm a ger? I don't eat peros of shvius like you. In other words, that was something that people were embarrassed about, that they didn't keep Shemitah, and that was a valid response to the unfair statement that Reuven had said to Shimon. The Gemara in Kedushin speaks about, based on psukim, many psukim in the Torah about being Metzayer Ager, of how important it is to be careful in Kavod Hager. The Gemara continues by bringing a raya to the question of whether we make gezeros of knas, of shogeg atumezit, when it comes to dine derabbanan. Particularly, as Rashi points out, we're going to ask within Shitas Rebbe Meir. Achal Truma Tmeya. Of course, it's prohibited for a Zar to eat Truma. Whether the Truma is Tmeya or Tahor, it belongs to the Kohen. And if he does, if he eats Truma, he has to pay. He sometimes has to pay as well as a Chomesh. Now let's talk about the principle. Achal Truma Tmeya, he eats Truma Tmeya. He pays back the principle. What does he pay with? Mishalem chulin torah. He doesn't have to pay truma. He could pay from chulin, but it has to be tahor. Shilem chulin tmeim ma. What if he paid back with chulin tmeim to the kohen? Of course, the kohen can't eat the truma tmeya. Hence, the halach is he's able to pay back with chulin torah, even though he damaged truma. What if he paid back with chulin tmeim? Amar sumkas mishum Rebbe Meir. Sumcha said the name Rebbe Meir, Bishogeg Tashlum of Tashlumin. If he ate Bishogeg, then that's acceptable. Bemezid ain't Tashlum of Tashlumin. However, if he did it Bemezid, then it's not acceptable. V'chacham moimrim echad zev echad zev Tashlumin. Tashlumin. Chacham say it is a payment. However, v'chayzim mishalim chulin tahorim. But we give him a knas and we make him pay back chulin tahorim as well. Now let's clarify what the halacha on its simple understanding should dictate, analyzes the Gemara. What should he have to pay back? Vavinamba, b'mezid amait ein tashlumin tashlumin. If he paid back with chulin tmeim, why is it not a tashlumin? Tavol of bracha. A bracha should come to this guy when he's paying back. He ate something that the Kohen won't be able to eat when he's Tameh, because Allah is a Truma Tmeya needs to be destroyed. And he pays the Kohen, something that would be permissible, Chulin Tmeyim, is something that the Kohen will be able to eat, Bimei Tumasa. The Amar Rava. And Rava explained, Rava added an explanation to this discussion of what the mazik of Truma, who ate Truma, needs to pay back. Achal Truma Tmeya Mishaleim Koldu. If he ate Truma Tmeya, then he pays back the smallest amount. Why? Because Truma Tmeya has to be burnt by the Kohen. So the smallest amount is already a restitution that's more than what the Kohen actually lost. Achal Truma Tahora. This is the added variable that wasn't clear above. If he ate Truma Tahora, Mishalem Chulin Tahorim, then it's also acceptable to pay back Chulin Tahorim. Shilem Chulin Tmeim Mahu. What if he paid back Chulin Tmeim? Then Sumcha Samar Mishum Rabbi Meir, Bishogek Tashlum of Tashlum, and Mezein Tashlum of Tashlum, Chachamarim, Echad Zeh. That's when we have the machlokis between Rebbe Meir and the Chachamim. So now everything is clear. If he eats Truma Tameya, then he's Mishalim Koldu. If he eats Truma Tahora, he's allowed to pay Chulin Tahorim. If he paid back Chulin Tameyim, so then there's a machlokis between Rebbe Meir and the Chachamim. In a case of Bishogeg, does he need to also pay Chulin Tahorim? Meir says no. The Chachamim said yes. What's behind that machlokis? Ve'amar Rav Acha Brei D'Ravika, continuing 12 lines from the bottom of Nudalet Amud Aleph, Hachu Bekantzu Shegig Atu Mezid Ika Beinayu. We have a machlokis whether we make a knas of Shogig Atu Mezid. The Rebbe Meir, let's read the parentheses, whether the Girsa is correct or not, it helps us in fearing Ois Pshat in developing the pshat. Rabbi Meir savor loy kansu shaygatu mezid v'chachamim ayimim kansu. Rabbi Meir says, at the end of the day, since he only ate b'shogeg, will allow him to get away with paying back chulin tmeim. But the chachamim say, no, we make a knas of shogegatu mezid. Asks the Gemara, is that the shita of Rabbi Meir, that we don't make the gzera, while the chachamim hold we do? Hachi hashta, ha sam gavri l'shlume kamichavin. Here, the guy is already doing the right thing. He's doing the Ratzon HaTorah of paying back. In that case, would Rabbi Meir give him a knas? However, if a person violated an Isser Derabanan on Shabbos, B'Shogeg, maybe then Rabbi Meir would hold that you do make a knas of Shogeg Atumezid. So now the Gemara goes to another category in Halacha to try to prove whether Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that when it comes to Dinei Derabanan, we don't make a knas of Shoigig Atumezit. Toshma, come in here, I'll bring you another proof. Dam Shinitma, if there is blood that has become Tameh, this is a sugya in quite a few places in Shas, going all the way from Pesachim to Zayin Amabez, as well as to Zvachim Memhe, as the Masoros HaShas points out. Dam Shinitma, dam that had become Tameh, Vizarku Bishogig. The halacha is that if the dam becomes tameh, you're not allowed to sprinkle it on the mizbeach. What happens if the kohen did it bishogeg? He was unaware. Hurtza. So then the carbon is a valid carbon. It's accepted, and the zrika is a valid zrika. But mezid lo hurtza. But mezid it doesn't work. Amalecha Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is the opinion over there, and the question is whether that is a parallel to knas shogeg atumezit. That at first glance one could argue that we see that when it comes to kachim, we don't say that you make a knas of shogeg atumezit. Says the Gemara, Amar lecha Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir would respond, Hachi hashta. What are you talking about? Come, what's going on over here? Hasam gavre l'kipure kamechavin. Here the Kohen wants to attain kapara for the individual. And now nekum v'niknase, in contrast to someone who wasn't conscientious on Shabbos and he wants to cook food for himself, even if he did it b'shogeg, then maybe we would say we make a knas of shogeg atumezit. So once again, no raya from Shitas Rebbe Meir from the sugya in Psachim Tezayit. What about the halachos of someone who takes off meiser on Shabbos when you're not supposed to? Rashi explains three lines from the bottom that the Gemara in Beitza, a Mishnah, on Daf Lamid Vav Amid Aleph says that there is an Iser Durabanan because it appears as Makabe Patish to be Mafrish Trumas Meisris on Shabbos. What happens if a person did that? The Mishnah in Trumas then discusses Hama'aser B'Shabbos. What happens if one took off Meiser in violation of that Iser D'Rabbanan? B'Shogeg Ye'ochel B'Mezid Lo Ye'ochel. If he did it B'Shogeg, then he's allowed to derive benefit. Ah! So what do we see? That when it comes to Shogeg, we not Kones Shogeg Atamezid. Says the Gemara, Hachi Hashta, no, Hasam Gavlis Kune Kamechavin. The fellow wanted to do something good. He wanted to have food for Shabbos. He wanted to take off Maisrus. So then I Anan Lakum Viniknase, we're gonna come after the guy and give him a knas. We continue. Another proof. Tashma Hamat Bil Kalim Bishabis. Also in Meseches Beitza, we have on Daf Yud Ches that you're not allowed to do Tvilas Kalim. That's also a Gzera Midrabanan. What if a person did it? It looks like you're being Mesakin a Kli. What if B'Shogeg you did it? B'Shogeg Yishtamishmen, Mezilo Yishtamishmen. Again, we don't make the Gzera. Says the Gemara, Hachi Ashtah, three lines from the bottom of Dalet Amid Alf. Hasam Gavrila to Hora, Mane Kamechavin. He wants to make the Kli, which is Tamei Tohar. And now Lekim V'Niknase, and we're going to say that you get a Knas on it. So, we haven't proven Shitas Rebbe Meir in regards to whether we're Kone Shogeg Atumezit from the above-mentioned Mishnayis. The Gemara continues on the last line of Dalet Amid Alf Rami, Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yehuda, Bidrabbanim. But we do have a steer within Rebbe Yehuda on Dine Drabbanim, whether we make a Knas of Shogeg Atumezit. Naflu V'Nispatsu. Here we're talking about the Halachos of Arla. The halacha is that when it comes to egozim, when it comes to nuts, the halacha is that they are not batal. If I have a nut of arla that falls into others, so then it's not batal, even amongst 1,000, explains Rashi in the top line on Nudalid Amud Beis. The reason for that is because a nut is considered chashuv. If the nut would be broken up beforehand, so then in such a case, it would be batal. What happens if you have a nut of arla that falls into other nuts, but afterwards, after the nut which fell in as a dover choshev, as something that is whole, then it becomes smashed. Naflu v'nispatsu echot shegrig v'echamezid lo yalu de Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir is of the opinion that in all cases we don't say that it is batal. Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yisrael, Rebbe Shimon, Omrim b'shogeg yalu. If it was b'shogeg that it fell in, then we could be makel and say that it becomes batal with the rest. B'mezid lo yahu. Asks the Gemara of Ahacha, but in our case, the midoraisa chad betray batal. This is a very important rule in the halachos of bittel, and that is that min haTorah, one of two. If you have one nut, which is of arla, that falls into two, it would be batal. This concept that a davar chashuv is not batal is v'rabbanan hu degazer v'kakonis. The Rabbanan made a gzera. V'kakonis Rebbe Yehuda. And Rebbe Yehuda is making the knas. Rebbe Yehuda makes the knas by a mezid. And when it comes to shogeg, he doesn't make the knas. How do we reconcile that with the other shita of Rebbe Yehuda? That Rebbe Yehuda stands with Rebbe Meir. I think we might have read the Mishnah incorrectly, just in terms of where we put the comma vis-a-vis Rebbe Yehuda. Divrei Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yehuda are of the opinion we make the knas. So why is it that over here Rebbe Yehuda says that we make a knas of shogeg atumezid? Nevertheless, the halacha is that when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, we saw that Rebbe Yehuda has a different shita. More particularly, even Rebbe Yehuda's shita in Hilchos Shabbos that we learned on Gimel Mabez is a little bit complicated. But when it comes to mitame, midamea umenasech, which was the subject of the previous Mishnah that we learned on Mem Nun Beis Amid Beis. We said that the halacha is that Rabbi Yehuda is not gozer shogeg atumezit. Why over here is he gozer shogeg atumezit? Answers the Gemara, Hainu taima de Rabbi Yehuda mishum de asi lerume. When it comes to the case of the walnuts, we're afraid that a person is going to come and say that he did it b'shogeg and he really did it b'mezit. So therefore, we don't allow for any bittul to take place. He's going to say, I dropped it in by mistake. Really, he didn't drop it in by mistake. It would seem that the Gemara assumes that when it comes to mitame, midamea, and menasek, then we're not afraid of a rume ka ma'arim. Continues the Gemara, V'ramid de Rabbi Yossi ad de Rabbi Yossi. We seem to have a steer between Rabbi Yossi's desant. We learn in the Mishnah Netiyah, Shel Arlev, Shel Klai Akarim, Shinesarvum, Netiyah Sacheros. If we have vegetables of, or fruits for that matter, or any other mixtures of Arla and Klai and Karim that get mixed up with those that are mutter, Hareza lo yilakate. In such a case, you can't rely on Rov. Vim likate, and if you do pick from them, Yalu b'echad umasayim. The halacha is that you're only allowed to derive benefit if there's 200 times the heter to the isur. Here what we're describing is the prohibition of having hana from Arla, and if you're not sure which tree it came from, the halacha is that Arla is batal in 200 as described in the Mishnayis in Arla. The reason it's not batal in Rov is a gzeiras hakosav of Chazab. So the Tanna Kamma says that the halacha is that you could be makel 1 in 200. Rabbi Yossi Amar Afa Miskavin Lilkot Yalu Bechad Umasayim. Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that the halacha is that even if he did it b'mezid, nevertheless, it's bottle once, 1 in 200. So what do we see? We see that according to Rabbi Yossi, that it's bottled even when it comes to a mezid. The Gemara now is asking astira. Astira between the case of the walnut that we had learned that according to Rabbi Yossi, that mezid it's not bottled, but b'shogeg it is. Here Rabbi Yossi is being makel even by a mezid. Answers the Gemara, Itmar lo marava, chazok ein adam oyser is karmoi b'netia achas. The svara over here of Rabbi Yossi is the following. In general, most people don't plant one tree of Arla to make their entire kerem asur. And since in general, this idea of planting a tree of Arla, when you're not sure which tree it is, amongst a bunch of other trees which are not Arla, so then the Rabbanan are not going to be machmir and will allow for the general rule of bittul of 1 in 200. However, it's much more common, nefilas isur beheter. Every once in a while we get a call from someone who says that the milchiks got mixed up in the fleishiks. And Bezer Hashem in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there'll be mixtures of Truma and Tevel, as described in Maseches Trumas. And it's common in agricultural settings to have mixtures of fruits which are Arla with fruits that are kosher. So therefore, in such a case, when it comes to mixtures, we're machmir. However, when it comes to the trees themselves, we're going to be makel, and Rabbi Yossi feels there's no need to make a gzeira of the shogeg. V'chein kiyasa, the gzeira, even by the mezid, not only by shogeg, even by the mezid, according to Rabbi Yossi. V'chein kiyasa, ravin am Rabbi Yochan, chazak kanei adam, oises karmoi, b'netia achas. And therefore, the position of Rabbi Yossi, of course, that's in contrast to Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda, which we've been discussing up until now, the opinion of Rabbi Yossi is that b'shogeg, it's always mutter. We never make the gzera shogeg atu mezid. B'mezid, it's going to be usher when it comes to a taruvas, but we'll be makel when there are trees, and we're not sure which one is Arla and which one is Truma. We now are Arla and Truma, and for that matter, Arla and pure chulin. We now begin a new Mishnah. Mishnah HaKohanim Shepaglu B'migdash. Mezidin Chayovin. Just like we had learned, according to this Mishnais, we had differentiated between Mezid and Shogeg. If someone is Metame, the fruits of Tahoros of his friend, or he's Menaseh Chagami Mizbeach, but Shogeg, it's going to be Mutter, but Mezid, we're going to make a Gzera. Similarly, Kohanim who err, and they do Avoda, that's Pigel. Pigel means that they had had in mind when they sprinkled the blood for the carbon, that the carbon was going to be eaten in a time which is Aser, past the time of Nosar. So that is the case of Pigul. If the Kohen has a wrong Kavana of Shelo Bizmano, the halach is that the carbon is possible. If he did it bemazed, so then in such a case he has to pay back the original owners. Tana Rabbanan, Haya Isa Imay B'Taharas. If a fellow was working with a Kohen when he was being Osek with those foods that are Tahar. Va'amelar Tahara Shiasitimcha Nitmu. And the Reuven says to Shimon, you should know that the taharos that I worked with you on, they're really tummy. Is he believed? We'll see in a moment. Second case. Haya oseimo bizvachim. Reuven is now working with Shimon with Kachim. Va'amelar zvachim shiasitimcha nispaglu. And he says that I had the wrong kavanas when I was being osek with kachim. In both of those cases, now he's invalidating the taharos or the kachim. Is he believed? What does Allah say? Neman. He's believed. Aval. Amar lo taharos shasitimcha biyom ploni. But what happens if he says, in the past, that which I did to with you, nitmu, I made a tame, zvachim shasitimcha biyom ploni nespaglu eino neman. In such a case, he's not believed. And the reason for that is an important distinction. Maishna reisho, maishna seifa. What's the difference? Amar Abaye, kol shebiyodoi neman. Abaye gives us a very important rule. This rule has many implications for ne'manus in general, in Hilchos Kashrus, as well as for ne'manus of an Eid Echad in general. The Tosis in the beginning of our Masechta on Beis and Beis evokes this halacha lemaisa, and that is that the individual is neman because he had the ability to affect and to change the reality. Rashi learns kol shebiyado is neman because at the end of the day he has a migu. He could have himself made the items tame, and since he himself has that ability to make those items tame, he's believed to say that they are tame. Migu, that he could have done it at that particular moment, he's going to be believed to say that the items are tame. Rashi says in Dibar Maskel Neman, Sha'adayim biyado lefaglo. It's still in his hands, and it's a migu according to the way many achronim read Rashi. Rav Amar, Rav gives a different explanation. Gon de'ashkeche velo amar le velom midi. We're talking about a case where he had the opportunity to say something and he didn't say anything. He had the opportunity already to say that the taharos were tame. He had the opportunity to say that the kachim was tame and he didn't. And he only said it afterwards. Since he had the opportunity to say it already at that particular time, then we assume that he's now lying. According to Rashi, the difference between Rav and Abaye, Abaye is saying that the individual is only going to be Neman in a case of where it's Biyado. Rav says, even if it's no longer Biyado, if he says it to him at the first opportunity, he's going to be Neman. Tosis discusses that this concept of Biyado is not something that only Abaye introduced. Rav himself would be moda that there are other places in Shas that Biyado is a strong and powerful concept of ne'amonus. The Gemara continues with the halachos of an individual who says that the items are tameh. He said that in the past it was tameh. We had learned that in general he would not be believed, either because no longer biyado according to Abaye, or he had the opportunity in the past, if he did, and he's also not believed if he only says it later on. Also, kamedu Rabbi Ami, but what happened when the Shaila came in front of Rabbi Ami? Amar le shuras adin eino neman. Rabbi Ami said that he's not going to be believed. Amar le fun of Rabbi Asi. So Rabbi Asi responded to Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Asi was a Talmud. Rabbi ata omer ke? Rabbi, is this what you're saying? That the halach is that he's not going to be believed? Hachi amar Rabbi Yochanan. Didn't we learn the name of Rabbi Yochanan Shem Rabbi Yossi? Ma'esa sha'teira hemi nasai. We see that the Torah believes a person even la'achar zman. Says the Gemara, really, is that so? Heichan heminasa. Where do we see that he's believed after? His man, Amar Yitzchok Bar Bisna, Kohen Gadol b'yom ha-kipurim yochiach. A case of a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim, that will prove it. Dichi Amar Pigol mehemin. That a Kohen Gadol says post facto on Yom ha-kipurim, then he's going to be believed, even though it's later on. So, too, extrapolates Rabbi Yochanan, that a person is going to be believed later on to say that he made that it was tamei or it was pigul. How do we know when it comes to a kain gadol the halacha is such? How do we know that such? Vaksiv v'chol adam lo yeh ba'ol moed, that no one is in the ol moed except for the kain. El alav mishum de mehemet. It must be that the kain is believed to say that the carbon is kosher or the carbon is pasul, and the carbon is pigul or the carbon is not. Says Gemara, maybe that's not a proof that he's always believed. V'dilma de shamine de pigul. Depagel, maybe we hear that he was saying that he's bringing the carbon for tomorrow. And in such a case, the kohen is believed. However, the kohen gadol is not believed if it's post facto. Says Gemara, ilav de mehemen afagav de shamine nami lo mehemen. If we would not believe him afterwards, then the halacha is that we wouldn't believe him at that particular time when he says it. Maybe he said the wrong kavana after he completed. We're not watching him. And maybe the Torah said it only when we watched him through the whole. So the Gemara, the whole being, the whole of the Pesach of the Heichal, that we're able to see the Kohen Gadol even though no one else is in the Olam Moed. And the Gemara reads as follows. The Gemara says, at first glance, it would sound like we believe the Kohen in all instances because we don't know what's going on. So Gemara says, no, maybe it was a case that we saw and heard him. We saw him b'shas ma'isa, and we heard him say that he was having the wrong kavana. He was saying that it's for tomorrow and not for today. So therefore, the Gemara rejects the raya from Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim, because when it comes to Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim, we're not believing him that he's a neman in all instances, but rather we have the information b'shas ma'isa that he said that it was pigul, but he himself doesn't have neman. So the Gemara says kasha. That's a kasha on Rebbe Yassi. At the end of the day, we really don't have a source in the Torah that what was reported in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that a person is going to be believed post facto. And therefore, the psak that we had given is correct, and that is that the only time a person is going to be neman is going to be bishas maisa. And the question that Rabbi Asi had asked from Rabbi Yochanan is unclear, because at the end of the day, his source that says he's always believed from the Kohen Gadol is not true. One could say, argues the Gemara, one could say that the only time the Kohen Gadol is going to be believed is b'shas ma'isa, and not post facto. The Gemara continues three lines before the wide. Huda kasla kamed Rabbi Ami. Continuing with Rabbi Ami paskining on Shilas, on an individual who comes later on and says that something is possible. Amalei sefer Torah shekasafti l'ploni askar shaloi loy kisaftim l'shma. The requirement is that the Shemos Hashem in a sefer Torah need to be written l'shma. The individual came along and he said he did not write it l'shma. Amalei sefer Torah biyad mi. Rabbi Ami said, who has a sefer Torah now? Amalei biyad lokeach. He said it's already in the hands of the purchaser. Amalei neman ato lahavsid scharcha viato neman lahavsid sefer Torah. You are believed, says Rabbi Ami, to say that the items that you have in your hand, your schora, is going to be pasul. In other words, if you now say that something in your hand, let's say you got fruit that's tar, and you say now that you know it's tameh, then it's biyadcha, then you're going to be neman. However, you can't be masid the sefer Torah and say that the sefer Torah, which is no longer in your hand, is going to be pasul. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah responded, nihi dehefsid schar askaros, dehefsid schar askaros. It's true that when he makes this claim, he's saying that there's a problem with the Shemos Hashem. But Schar de Sefer Torah Kula Mi Hivsit? When he says that the Askaros are going to be pasul, he's not saying that the whole Sefer Torah is lost. Now, the Rishonim and Achronim really try to work hard to understand Rabbi Yirmiyah's argument. Because once he's mafsid the Askaros, he's mafsid the whole Sefer Torah. Amalei, to which Rabbi Ami responds, in Shekol sefer Torah shein askaros shelo ksuvasin l'shman eino shave klum. He is being mafsid the whole sefer Torah, which is no longer in his hand. Like the obvious point, if the Shemos Hashem are not written l'shma, then the whole Sefer Torah is not kosher. Question is, what was Rebbe Yirmiyah's shita? Why did he think that the Sefer Torah is not considered entirely possible? Either way, the response of Rebbe Ami is rock solid. And that is that you can no longer make the Sefer Torah possible if it's no longer in your hand. Says the Gemara, really? Is it a problem of making it possible long term? Why don't we have the Sofer rewrite the Shem Hashem with the appropriate Kavanah? Kiman. Who will that work? Name the local Rabbi Yehuda. One work according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's not as we learned in our Mishnah. Now this Mishnah we made reference to. Many point out that it's not a Mishnah. It's really a Braisa in Maseches Gittin. We had on Daf Chaf Amid Aleph. Hareisha Yitzarch Lichtov Es Hashem. The Mishnah also appears in Shabbos Kuv Dalid Amabez, or the Braisa, excuse me, appears in Shabbos. But we had now Masech on Daf Chaf. Somebody needs to write the Shem Hashem and Eskavin Lichtov Yehuda V'Tov Elohitol Bo Dalist. So he was up to the Shem Hashem, but his kavana was not to write Yud Kei Vav Kei. He intended to write Yehuda, an extra Dalit. So halacha now is that he could be Maver Lof Kumas Umikatshay. Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. This is opinion of Rebbe Yehuda. V'cham Marim Ein Hashem Min HaMufcher. But according to the Chacham, it's going to be Pasul. So we see that according to Rebbe Yehuda, the halacha is that you could fix it. So why do you say that the Sefer Torah is already possible? You could fix it according to Rabbi Yehuda. It says Gemara, "Fil tem Rabbi Yehuda, ad kan like Rabbi Yehuda, ella bechod askara." One name you're allowed to go back and fix and rewrite it l'shma. Aval dekula Sefer Torah loy mishum demechzi kenu umar. The halacha is that you can't go back and rectify the entire Sefer Torah because the Sefer Torah looked like a leopard. If you're going to write another layer of ink, yes, in terms of Lishma, that will be fine. However, you're going to have all the Shemos Hashem darker than everything else, and the Sefer Torah is going to appear like a leopard. What emerges from our sugya over here is that an individual has nemonus to say something is posel, something is trait, something is pigel, only according to Abayi if it's still in his hand, or if the individual is saying it according to Rava for the first time, but if they had the opportunity to say it beforehand, they're no longer Neman. And therefore, a Sofer that writes a Sefer Torah, and it's no longer in his hand, the Sefer Torah is kosher, and he is not going to be believed to say that the writing was Shelo Lishma. The rest of our daf was a discussion of the machlokis in between the Tanoim when we are kones shogeg atu mezit, and we have the opinion of Rabbi Meir that we are kones shogeg atu mezit by shvius. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says that we are not kones shogeg atu mezit by shvius, and on Shabbos we are kones shogeg atu mezit, while Rabbi Meir says we will not be kones shogeg atu mezit in Shabbos. When it comes to daraisas, we will only be kones when it comes to derabbanans. Halacha l'maisa in terms of Shabbos, when a melacha is done b'shogeg, and when you're allowed to derive benefit, is a fascinating discussion of halacha l'maisa. And we've done it in the past, I believe, for a halacha from the Daily Daf. It's Erev Shabbos. Maybe we'll be able again to review some of those halachas. It's been a while since we've learned the halacha from the Daily Daf. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Nun Dalid in Maseches Gittin.